Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, there's news that China dropped its grain policy this week.
China's always had a grain policy to maximize the production. They wanted to be self-sufficient in producing wheat, corn, and beans. They've had a dramatic increase in the meat consumption and demand in China. They're dropping that quantity grain production to a quality grain production. They're releasing land so that it can produce more valuable crops like the vegetable crops, but that means they'll be importing more wheat, corn, and beans, and I think that's positive for our exports.
And speaking of positive, we saw a 70-cent price jump. Did the news from China cause any of that?
Well, I didn't read any of that last week. When prices are this week, when prices were going up, and people talked about the freeze damage and the lower crop conditions of wheat. There's been underlying the drought, potential drought impact. And of course, this wind that we had this last week, that's going to suck moisture out of the ground. We've had good export demand. They've talked about fund buying, all that having a positive impact on prices. But I believe that one underlying factor is what's going on in China, because you've been reading from the analyst and in the market about potential of China canceling soybean purchase contracts, and they haven't done that. And I think that's having a positive impact on grain prices now and in the future.
You're also keeping an eye on some of those new USDA numbers.
Yes, USDA released some numbers on Friday. I'll just concentrate on the planted acres, like wheat, 55.5 million acres for all wheat, down from 56.2 last year. Corn at 92 million, down from 95.4 million last year. And soybeans at 79.5, up from 76.5. So I think that's positive for wheat prices, positive for corn prices, maybe negative for soybean.
And finally, we always like to hear your thoughts on harvest prices.
$6.25 on June the 20th. I've been there since last August. The market's finally back up. I think you can forward contract in most of the state elevators for somewhere around $6.30.
Okay. Kim Anderson, crop marketing specialist here at OSU. Thank you.